legislation is changing, budgets are shifting, and terms like one big beautiful bill can feel anything but beautiful. That's where BHM CPA Group steps in. BHM's purpose is to simplify the complex. Their team is trained to meet today's challenges with real-world solutions in tax, accounting, and business planning. Get the clarity you deserve so that your business can thrive. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com. That's BHMCPAGroup.com. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. If one big beautiful bill has left you with one big confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com today. If one big beautiful bill has left you with one big confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit BHMCPAGroup.com today.
Columbus has trusted Atlas Butler for heating and cooling since 1921. They didn't start out doing plumbing because home plumbing wasn't really a thing yet. Yeah, they've been around a while.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Talking about James Craig right now. This is the dentist you may remember from Colorado who is charged with poisoning his wife. The second another woman showed a little bit of interest in him. And immediately it was Amazon.com. Arsenic. Well, that ended in the death of his wife. Absolutely horrible story. Nima Ramani is joining us right now. Nima is president of the and co-founder of the West Coast Trial Lawyers and a former federal prosecutor. Poisoners. We've seen some more of these this year. We saw, obviously, here James Craig we're talking about and the allegations against Corey Richens as well. How common are poisoners when it comes to people who commit murder?
You know, we're seeing it more and more. You know, we have some pretty high profile poison cases. And of course, usually it's the spouse, right, who wants out. So it wasn't, the murder weapon of choice for many years. You're seeing obviously firearms and knives and those types of things. Mm-hmm. But I think poison is making a comeback. you have folks, and everything from, fentanyl and like you said, Visine. This is the first for me. I mean, usually you kind of see the cyanides and arsenics and that type of thing. But, you have someone who, is a dentist, maybe has some medical training. And, it's sort of fascinating because at least the prosecution's theory, the motive to kill this was someone that he just met, at a conference for a few days. So, people fall in love and, they make bad decisions. But I haven't seen something, as a matter, this other woman just being around for a matter of days.
Well, and that's an interesting thing because they had only been dating for about 3 weeks, according to the woman that was having the affair, although she says she was unaware that he was married. He had been telling her that they were in the final stages of divorce and all that. Obviously, that was not the truth. But more damning even is the fact that it was right when he met her that then suddenly he decided to go get the poison. So it wasn't like an ongoing long affair and, gosh, I really love you more than her. Let me go get the poison. Obviously not a good idea either way, but it was a very instant reaction, which I found to be kind of bizarre that, someone shows interest in you. Now you just poison your wife the next day or start this campaign to poison your wife. That just seemed a little bit bizarre to me, but the facts are what they are.
Yeah, very bizarre. Like you said, I don't think they even sort of consummated their relationship.
No.
You meet someone and then, you know, that's the motivation. Like then, you know, the searches start, right, for the potassium cyanide and all that. So there's a clear connection there between meeting this woman, starting this at least, you know, phone relationship, and then wanting to kill your wife. So really, really strange case. But, you know, if Alex Murdoch has a lot of fans and people that are in love with him and shirtless, and I mean, it was just, and going back to that case, the Freedom of Information Act request for those selfies, and you know, that's something that I hadn't seen before. But yeah, you have James Craig just making a really bad decision after meeting someone at an orthodontist conference. Really, really bizarre behavior.
How do juries look at someone who uses poison as their weapon versus someone who shot somebody or stabbed somebody or used some other sort of blunt object, more traditionally, I guess you could say, in terms of killing someone? Just with the fact that poisoning does seem to be a bit more of a sadistic act. It's not necessarily in the heat of passion or something where you're just reacting. It's meticulous. It's timed out. It's sometimes many, many times over it has to be done for the poison to finally build up and take effect, which in many ways, if you're given cocktails or whatever to poison your spouse, in this case, I believe it was her shake in the morning, her protein shake, every single time you are essentially, you know, hoping that they die after they consume that. It almost seems to be, in some cases, even more evil, if you will, than a crime of passion or someone who even does kind of stalk down someone with a weapon, just because it's so repeated and it takes a lot more planning to carry out.
No, I agree. I mean, that premeditation, right? There's no way you're getting manslaughter. There's no way you're even getting second degree in a case like that. I mean, you're plotting and planning, and it's really that textbook first degree premeditated murder. And it's obviously a very different case, but I mean, that was the one of the reasons I thought Derek Chauvin would have a difficult time in the George Floyd case, because it's not an officer that makes a split second decision with limited information, or, you know, it might be unreasonable, or like you said, that heat of passion. Someone who's deliberately doing something. Obviously, in Chauvin's case, it was a matter of minutes, but Craig's, you know, you have this behavior that's going on, you know, for weeks or longer. Jurors are not going to like that at all. And frankly, it's a pretty terrible way to kill someone. I mean, they're sick over a significant period of time. It doesn't kill them right away. So really, really, you know, sad stuff. And apparently, if you believe what's being reported, you have some of Craig who's, you know, who's cheated on his wife multiple times.
Yeah.
If you believe what's being reported, you know, lost a lot of money in cryptocurrency. I mean, I'm not saying that's his fault, but pretty bad stuff. So, you know, poisoning your wife's workout shakes. I don't think a jury is going to have a lot of sympathy for him at all.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
If one big beautiful bill has left you with one big confusing question, turn to BHM CPA Group. Their experienced professionals break down complex changes in tax law, accounting, and business regulations so you can make informed decisions with confidence. Simplifying the complex is what BHM CPA Group does best. Don't wait. Visit bhmcpagroup.com and let's get to work. BHM, because running a business is hard enough. Your finances shouldn't be. Visit bhmcpagroup.com today.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.